Ego autem in domino speravi, quia respexisti humilitatem mea.
July 28, 2019. So we spoke about trust, and we can learn trust each day. If I will go the way of trust, and I do it today, I prepare for tomorrow. And this really God loves very much, because then the way is free, I repeat it, that He can give all. The reality is that God wants to give us always out of His heart, and so much. But often we are occupied with this and that, and we cannot receive. But if we trust, we can receive. But we also can learn trust step by step. We can make steps of trust. And we can realize each day, especially in an attitude of thankfulness, that God gives us all day long His presence. And if we start to see it, we will discover more and more how often we are in danger to think about, to have fears, what will happen, what will come, and how often it did not arrive as we think. The fear makes the things greater. And on the other hand, if really something is coming, if we live in trust, God will give us the power to carry it. It's no question about this. Only we have to go the way of real trust. The fathers of the church were in the desert. They knew very well about this problem of the thoughts. And they said, they are phantasmal. That means nothing worth. You have to take away and to turn to the Lord. God says, these birds under the heaven, they don't work, but they get all what they need. And I think this is an attitude we can learn. It's not only for some special people. It's an attitude to be sure in the love of God. And it's true, we cannot change anything if we have sorrows. They are senseless. They are useless. Because nothing will change, only our soul will be not quiet. So it's better to lay on God and to trust. The main message for us should be from our Father, your life is in my hand. Trust me, I'm your Father. Remember how God is dealing with us. He would say, when you lost your way, don't you remember the whole humanity? I sent my Son. I came myself in my Son to save you. Don't forget it. So please understand my love. So let us trust. Let's make a step to say, God, I trust you. And when the mistrust or fear is coming, bring it to God, ask for the Holy Spirit, and you will see after a while, instead of fear, trust will come. So we can trust God in all, in life and death. And especially when we see nothing, when there is no hope, please do a step of trust. So we can trust in all situations. And the reason is because God is God. Because God is our loving Father. There is no other reason. He himself is goodness. Therefore, we can really go into the trust to Him. And God does not change. He is the same always. His love is not blocked to us, only we can stop to receive the love, but from God's side it's always for us. In a certain way, God cannot do different. He cannot take away His love, because He loves. He is the love Himself. And when we think, for example, for a way of contemplation which will make our prayer so deep, this is an experience of contemplation. God's love is accompanying us. God's love is penetrating us. God's love is always with us. So contemplation means that we grow in love. We grow in the experience of the love of God, and this love penetrates us, and then we grow also in love to God and to other people. So trust is not only for our political life and history and all what we see, our situation where we are, the family situation. No, of course, it's also for our personal life that we can grow in love. And also for this, we need God's love. God wants to purify us from all the things which are not good for us, which are not really helpful, which are leading in destructions. And this He's doing with the same love of purification, His wonderful Holy Spirit. A lot of people have fear to be purified, but it's the same love. If we clean the house, it might be some efforts, but we do it because the house afterwards is more beautiful, it's not in disorder. Other people will be pleased, even our soul, we ourselves will be pleased. So we need to be more receptive for His love. And this purification process inside of us, I repeat, also needs our trust. Because God is not doing something bad if He shows us what is missing. No, at the same time, He is giving what we have to receive. And this will help us to grow in love and to share this love with others. The measure to grow love is the love of God. He asks us to be perfect like Him. He did not say, be just a little bit better. No, He said, be perfect like our Father in heaven. This is the way we are looking for, to love like Jesus loved. So God's love wants to penetrate us, that we are able to love in His love other people. Human love is not capable to love, for example, the enemies like Jesus asked us to do. So we can see we need another quality of love. It's His love.
The entrance verse of today is a part of Psalm 31 and says, I trust in the Lord. I will rejoice and be glad in your steadfast love, because you have seen my affliction. You have known the distress of my soul. In you, O Lord, do I take refuge. Let me never be put to shame. In your righteousness, deliver me.
In te, Domine, speravi, non confundari in eternum. In justitia tua libera me. Ego autem in domino speravi. Exultabo et letabo. Quia respexit. humilitate.